Hello and welcome to another episode of the Solo Collective podcast. My name's Matt Saunders and I am your host. I'm a coach to freelancers and creative agency owners. And in this week's episode, I'm going to put together my two favorite words, which is mindset shift. Now, before you tune out, because we talk about this stuff all the time, you don't need to be on LinkedIn for more than 10 minutes to see somebody talk about mindset shift. I just want to say to you, if you're not in the best place right now, if your business isn't performing in the way that you want it to, if it's not making you the income that you want, if you're not getting the kind of clients that you want, this really could be the episode that begins to turn things around for you, because I'm talking from a place of deep personal experience. And I'm going to share with you two things that were holding me back for many years and what I have done to switch that around, to find the kind of clients that I love working with and to make the income that I've always wanted to make. So let me start by just rewinding the clock. I first went freelancing in 2009, and I've talked about this in the past. My mindset at that time was really quite poor. And even though I was in business on and off, like I'd pinged around a few different agencies, did a bit of freelancing, set up my own thing, did some consultation, all this kind of stuff, on the surface of it, looked like I was doing all right. But beneath the surface, inside my own mind, when I look back, I realize how unhealthily I was seeing myself, how unhealthily I was seeing money, my services, my clients. And I used to really hold myself back because of these beliefs that I had. And let me share these beliefs with you now. So I used to think that there wasn't enough. And you've probably heard this termed as a scarcity mindset. And what it basically does is it tells you that there isn't enough money out there, there aren't enough clients out there, or all opportunities that are available to you are limited. And so that when an opportunity does come along, you have to grasp it with both hands. You have to really kind of like focus on the opportunity and not let it go, like a dog with a bone. So that was the first piece of this. The second piece that was really damaging from a mindset perspective was I also used to believe that I was undeserving of it anyway, and that I didn't deserve more. And so when anybody asked me, how much do you want to earn? How much should you charge for this piece of work? It was always like not very high. It was always cutting it as low as possible, like competing on price, if you like. And this is like a double-sided coin. I used to feel like I had to compete on price because opportunities were scarce. So my mindset at the time, in a nutshell, for many years was telling me that A, there isn't enough, and B, I am undeserving of more. So can you imagine how this affected the way that I showed up at networking events, on social media, on prospective client calls? Well, let me tell you, I was grasping, I was desperate. And even though I tried to cover that desperation, and sometimes I did it quite well, you know, although I did have some success before I managed to make this shift, but inside, I always felt bad. I always felt pretty bad about the business. I always felt like one day it was all just going to come crashing down. And I couldn't feel any sense of pride because it was all outside of my control anyway, because, you know, clients get to decide and the market gets to decide and all this kind of stuff. And so despite having some success, it didn't feel like it. That is, until I managed to make this positive mindset shift. And so from working with a coach myself to reading various different personal development books, I really began to realize what was going on. Not enough, not worthy. These two things combined are absolute killers in business. And if you are listening to this, I suspect that to some degree, you feel this way as well. If not now, at some point in the past, you will have felt this. Everybody does. Even people who you might consider to be objectively successful, i.e. they're millionaires, they sometimes still worry that it's all going to come falling down, that the clients are going to run out, that the money is going to run out. So this isn't an exclusive problem to people that don't have a lot. It's kind of endemic to the human psyche. And if you want sustained success and sustained peace of mind, you got to admit this to yourself. You've got to admit that your mindset is subject to falling into scarcity from time to time. And the first thing that you do to combat that is become aware of it. The second thing that you do is absolutely flip that narrative from not enough and not worthy to abundance and absolutely worthy of it. So where I used to tell myself that there was not enough out there, there wasn't enough money, there wasn't enough opportunities, there weren't enough people, there wasn't enough resources, all that kind of stuff, I now just tell myself that money and people and resources and opportunities and projects are in absolute abundant supply. And if you're struggling to get your head around this, I would invite you to go and check out Simon Sinek's talk on The Infinite Game, where he basically talks about business or the game of business. The purpose of that game is to keep the game going. There aren't really any winners or losers as such, and it doesn't end. It just perpetuates. New players enter the game, old players drop out of the game. And when you really, really understand this, when you embody this truth, you can see life and business through the lens of so much more abundance, because you know that opportunities are endless. You know that the human mind is endlessly creating. There are people out there all the time coming up with ideas, going into business, launching new products, launching new services, going out of business, and then going back into business. And the way that it goes is that there's really no point in seeing this through the lens of scarcity. There's really no point in seeing this as a limited supply, because it's an infinite game. So that's the first piece of this. If you feel like there isn't enough, just know that there is. Doesn't that feel liberating? Doesn't that feel like you can breathe a sigh of relief to just know that this doesn't end and that the opportunities available to you are truly in unlimited supply? And of course, the second part of what I'm talking about here is you being deserving of it. Now, you have as much right as anyone else on this planet for your piece of the pie. I used to think that it was bad to want more money, that it was bad to have demands of my clients, to demand better clients, higher quality projects. I used to think that I had to take what I was given. This is the other side of the coin. One side of the coin is telling me that there isn't enough opportunity out there. And of course, the other side of the coin is saying, well, don't look for more. You don't deserve any more. Take what you can. And so this is a virtuous circle. If you do it, this is sort of a way of developing your mindset. I often use the phrase upward spiral, because if you start to realize, truly realize the abundance of opportunity out there, you also begin to feel deserving of it, because you can just relax a little bit. And when you relax, you can start to see things from a much more healthy perspective. You can start to manifest ideas in your mind and bring those ideas out into the real world. You're no longer hemmed in and contained by this sense that there isn't enough time, or there isn't enough money, or whatever, there aren't enough clients. So I really want to hear from you if this resonates. I'm sure that it does on some level. I feel like most people out there are struggling because of these two factors, not enough and undeserving. And if we can just practice the opposing thoughts, practice thinking to yourself and even speaking out loud that opportunities are in abundant supply. Money is in abundant supply. I am deserving of the opportunities and money available to me. If you repeat this to yourself, almost in a sort of mantra, you will feel your mindset begin to shift. And when that mindset shifts, it will open up so much for you. You will start to just realize your ideas. You will feel unleashed, and you'll move forward in a much more positive way. And of course, when you start to do that, you will create more positive results in your life. That's the way that this stuff works. If you think small, scarce, and negative, you're going to get that. But if you think bigger, abundantly, and positively, eventually you're going to see that come into your life as well. And I am testament to this. First-hand experience. So what I recommend that you do after this podcast is to just go away and have a think about how you currently show up, what your current stories are in your mind about all the stuff that we talked about today, and just identify if you have a poor mindset. Because if you have a poor mindset, you're going to get poor results. And the strategy that I've shown you here today is such a simple one. I mean, it's too simple to be grasped, really. It's too simple to be understood. In fact, we almost reject it. We think it's just not possible. But if you change the internal narrative through positive repetition, that will change your behavior, which will change your results. And there's no point in going out there and looking for more strategies, more answers to the questions of, oh, how do I get clients? How do I charge more money? You know, all of this stuff. You'll see people chip in all the time online with what they've done in order to, I don't know, increase their rates or get new clients. And some of the stuff's helpful. You know, they will share various different strategies with you, but you're just going to get overwhelmed with useless information, mostly useless information, unless you make this mindset shift from scarcity to abundance, from undeserving to deserving. You deserve it. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it, frankly, to your clients, because a poor mindset doesn't just affect us. It flows through everything that we do, all the work that we create as well. So this isn't just about you. This is about everybody that you come into contact with as well. So I feel like this one's being a bit of a telling off, to be honest with you. I'm almost projecting. I'm projecting onto my former self, the Matt who spent 10 years in business in complete scarcity and fear. And you may say to me, well, I'm not that bad, Matt. I'm doing all right. And I would be glad to hear that. Absolutely. But I bet that something about this has resonated with you. And let me tell you that this is not a one and done thing. Like I said, you can have $1 million in the bank and still suffer from a scarcity mindset from time to time. So practice keeping this shift in place and it will serve you very, very well. So I hope that was helpful. If you have any questions, please drop me a message at hi@mattsaunders.uk or follow me on LinkedIn. You'll be able to find me quite easily on there. And if you're looking for some support in your business, I talk about mindset a lot. Feel free to sign up to my newsletter. You'll find that on my website at mattsaunders.uk. And I also run a membership called the Solo Collective, where we meet every week. We share our challenges, we share our wins, and I'm there to support you with the things that you're dealing with in your business. So thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.